Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa are clear and warm, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening. It's a peaceful time to be outside across much of the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanese official tells the Times of Israel that indiscriminate IDF strikes are hindering Hezbollah disarmament. This was reported 3 hours ago. Also, Anthropic reveals that Yemenis are using AI to guide ballistic missiles, with Iran potentially targeting the U.S. Navy. This news came in 2 hours ago from JNS. Also this hour, at a closed-door conference in Washington, officials express frustration over Israel's policies, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Separately, a documentary alleging Israeli wrongdoing in Gaza receives a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, reported 11 hours ago by Forward. And finally, the U.S. imposes new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks, with reports of ships struck by missiles in the Strait of Hormuz. This was covered by I-24 News 18 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news service, posted just minutes ago that Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have seized the key Red Sea port city of Mocha, threatening global trade. Open-source analyst OSINT 6113 shared 10 minutes ago that North Korea has launched a ballistic missile into the East Sea, according to Yonhap. The Board of Peace posted 12 minutes ago about its partnership with the UN to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza, highlighting significant progress amidst ongoing challenges. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, a Lebanese official expressed concern to the Times of Israel about the Israeli Defense Forces' strikes in southern Lebanon. The official claims these actions complicate efforts to disarm Hezbollah, as the wide-scale destruction undermines the country's credibility. This adds tension to the already precarious balance in the region. Turning to Yemen and Iran, according to JNS, Anthropic has reported that efforts to use AI for ballistic missile guidance in Yemen are ongoing. While there is no evidence of operational success, a guided rocket was test-fired. This revelation points to an increasing sophistication in the region's military capabilities. Meanwhile, in Washington, officials at a conference voiced their growing frustration with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Ynet reports these concerns come as Israel contemplates its future actions regarding Gaza and relations with Iran. The diplomatic strain is becoming more evident as these discussions continue. Separately, in Venice, a documentary accusing Israel of committing large-scale killings in Gaza was met with a standing ovation, as reported by Forward. The film includes testimonies from Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers. This reception underscores international scrutiny and the ongoing debate over Israel's military actions. Finally, on sanctions. The U.S. has imposed new sanctions against Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks, with reports of missile strikes on ships in the Strait of Hormuz, according to I-24 News. These developments mark an escalation in the maritime conflict, potentially affecting global shipping and security. Turning to business and markets. First, Lumi's CEO Hanan Friedman criticizes the executive pay law, calling it harmful. He argues it makes it harder to recruit talent for banks, as reported by Tech. Separately, owners of Altshuler Shaham are considering selling their controlling stake. Globes reports that the company's shares have decreased by 60% in recent years. And finally, a $5 billion battle is brewing among a New York real estate dynasty. As Ynet Business notes, this involves a Jewish empire embroiled in allegations of manipulation and extortion. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.